All right, Section B will come to order. Ms. Sangre, would you please take the roll?
Vice Chair Keenan.
He's excused.
Senator Glim.
Here.
Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Cafaro.
Here.
Representative Gardner.
Here.
Senator McNally.
Excused.
Chair Regeer.
Here. And just to note, Senator Keenan did just walk in, so we'll count him here. Oh, and Senator McNally just sat down, so we'll count Senator here, too. We have a full house today.
Someone was at my door.
All right, today is the work session for the Disability Employment and Transition Division and also the Child Support Services Division. But, of course, we're all excited today. We have a new director in. I don't know if the new director is on or away.
All right, can you guys hear me?
We can, Director.
We're having video problems, so unfortunately you can't see my face, but we're trying to fix that. But I am here and am listening in.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Health and Human Services. All right.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so before we dive into the two divisions here, see if there's any questions on those, I do just, for the department, want to back up to addictive and mental health disorders, just on the HEART program. I know we got the whole pinwheel handout, but we'd like to get a breakdown of the dollars and where the dollars are going. I know there was some in the narrative, like $1 million was going to counseling at jails. So would it be possible to get a breakdown of exactly where those dollars will end up?
Chair Regeer, this is Erica. Do you want those breakdown, like come back later with that, or were you expecting someone to be on to answer the question today?
No, if we could just get it in the next few, this week even would be
okay.
Fine. Is that doable?
Yes, that is. We'll take that away. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, we'll start with disability employment and transition.
Mr. Chair?
Senator McNally.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Back to the HEART Act, is there legislation that's coming forward on that? I mean, is there a bill or bill number?
Ms. Johnson, do you know? Is that that?
Senator McNally, I'd like to defer to Brian Hannon, please.
Mr. Hannon.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, good morning. There is a draft being worked on at the moment. We don't yet know the sponsor or the bill number, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you.
So, Mr. Hannon, I was just a little bit unclear then on what, because we need a bill for the new stuff, is that correct, versus just what we're doing in House Bill 2? And maybe I'll just need to wait for the bill, but.
Mr. Chair, you're correct. You will need additional changes are necessary outside those change packages that are in House Bill 2 before this subcommittee. For instance, there is a necessary change in statute for the use of tobacco funds, a certain set of tobacco funds that will be amended, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Cafaro.
Mr. Chairman, are we having a work session on this, or did we already have one on AMDD?
Representative, we already did, and you can blame it on me for just being slow. I just came back and would like to know a little more about the HEART program.
No, so. Mr. Chairman, with no criticism of you, but
that's all right.
May I have two questions of AMDD? They'll be quick.
Sure, yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, this would probably go to first off, welcome to the new director. Welcome to Montana. I'm sure our chair said that. I wasn't paying attention, but not that I don't pay attention to him. But welcome to Montana from me. I live here in Helena. If you want to know anything, like good places to go eat, that type of stuff, let me know. Be happy to.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Mr. Chairman, this is a question for Ms. Johnston, I believe. And that is the decision package having to do with mental health community crisis. It looks like there is no increase in services, but rather refinancing. So $2 million a year of general fund funds, mental health community crisis, or the 130s at this point. From the chart, it looks like that general fund is backed out and it's replaced with state special revenue from the tobacco settlement, maybe, and then medical, and then marijuana. I'm not sure. My question is, will that need a bill? And am I correct that there is no increase in services, just a change in the funding source?
Chair Bregeer, Representative Cafaro, I'd like to defer to Marie Matthews, please. And can we please also get the change package number?
Yep.
Morning, Ms. Matthews.
Good morning. My apologies. We get a little lag as we flip to panelists and come on video. Could I have the question repeated?
Mr. Chairman, I apologize because I know we're not on this, and so you're welcome to get back to me. I understand you might not. This isn't the deal we were supposed to talk about. I believe it's decision package 33190. It says local finance of behavioral health and community health crisis and stabilization. My question is, will we need a decision, a bill for this change? And second, it would appear that rather than an increase in services for community crisis, it's merely a switch in funding source, and rather than general fund, statewide tobacco settlement, state special revenue. So please answer, and it can be brief, of course, whether or not this will take a bill and whether or not I'm correct that it does not increase services. Decision package 33190.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Cafaro, this piece of the puzzle is a shift in fund type. If I broaden the question to the couple of preceding ones, more about the HEART Fund and that initiative and the upcoming legislation, we are aiming towards an increase in crisis services in local communities. What we're working to do is to use a Medicaid waiver to refinance some of those activities and make state dollars go farther. So we can bring the kind of the whole puzzle piece back between the HEART initiative, the decision package, and the frame of the upcoming legislation. Ma'am.
Representative Cafaro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Further question. Mr. Chairman, Ms. Matthews, so you aim to do that with a waiver. I didn't see a decision package about a waiver or any increase in funding. You say it's a puzzle piece. Will that also take a bill or not? Because what I'm looking for is there an increase in services, but I'm wondering if that will be before the legislature and a decision we can look at. So does it take a bill to go from, I guess, refinance with waiver?
So we're looking at an 1115 waiver, and no, we don't believe it needs legislation. We don't believe we need legislation for the general fund refinance piece. What we do need legislation for is related to the uses of the state special funding. And so that is what will be in the companion legislation. And yes, I can add kind of that whole frame to a picture of materials to get back to you.
Thank you.
Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And maybe for Ms. Matthews, just a follow-up on that for the HEART program. And it's my understanding that it'll be both a combination of those additional expansion dollars we saw reflected in the budget and the revenues from the marijuana tax in general are the bulk of those funds. Is that accurate for the HART program?
Chairman Regeer, Representative Garner, members of the committee, tobacco tax dollars as well. We're going to look to braid a number of funding sources as the matching source to leverage up with both standard Medicaid and expansion Medicaid matching sources to improve the amount of dollars that can go to communities to get better connected to the correctional system and help support some of their initiatives and expand the amount of substance use disorder treatment across the state.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Matthews. Okay, so just to clarify to the committee, on these work sessions, this is kind of our time to dive into whatever you want to dive into, even outside of whatever is scheduled on that. If we do, though, go outside like the two divisions like we did today, just be conscious of the department because the department's not prepared on every division. So, but feel free to ask the question and have them get back to you with the information we need to make the change packages and vote on at the end. So that's the thought behind the work session here. So with that, we'll move into disability employment and transitions. I had pretty straightforward change packages, personal services, inflation, deflation, and then the universal shared holiday. Or any questions on the presentation? Everybody seems content on that division. MTAP funding?
Decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Presentation nailed it. So we'll move on to Child Support Services Division. This one even had less change packages. We just had personal services and then the universal shared holiday. Senator Glenn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. I can't remember who our contact here from the department was on this one.
Chad Dexter.
Mr. Dexter. Mr. Dexter, you mentioned that our success recovery rate is 67%. What is the national average?
Chairman Regeer, Senator Glenn, good morning. The went back and looked, and I don't have 2020 information yet, sir. In 2019, the national average was 66%, and in 2019, Montana was 66% as well, sir.
Thank you. All right. Seeing no further questions, I guess we'll call it a work session.
Chair Regeer.
Yes, Ms. Johnston.
And members of the committee, I dropped off some materials for distribution. They were sitting just to the left of you, sir. There was no one in there, but there are the materials for the rest of the week.
Oh, yep, see those. Thank you very much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. All right. Any other final questions? All right. If that were adjourned, Mr. Trapila. What's that? We haven't scheduled any public comment on the work sessions, just during the divisions. So. All right. With that, we are adjourned till tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.